From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm John Idstey. Debbie Elliott is away. Freed hostage Jill Carroll arrived in Boston today after 3 months of captivity in Iraq. The 28-year-old journalist told her colleagues at the Christian Science Monitor, "I finally feel like I am alive again." Also today, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw flew in secret to Baghdad. Joining us to talk about their surprise visit is NPR's Jamie Tarabay on the line from Baghdad. Jamie, why have the secretaries gone to Baghdad?
They've been pretty blunt about the reason for their visit. They say they're both here to urge the political and religious leaders in Iraq to wrap up their talks on this national unity government and just actually go ahead and form it. Rice told reporters on her way into Baghdad that she and Straw were coming with messages from Washington and London. She said they were going to each tell the leaders the same thing, that they just have to get this done and soon. It's been more than 3 months since the elections were held, and apart from the fact that the Iraqis are tired of waiting, the lack of any real authority is making the security situation so much worse here every day.
So what is the status of the talks on the formation of a new government?
It stalled on a couple of things. The biggest at the moment is the security. There's a lot of debate about the portfolios and who's going to control them. All of the factions want to be involved. I don't think they really trust each other to take complete control of the interior and defense ministries. And they've all actually acknowledged that those two very crucial ministries shouldn't be in the hands of anyone who's believed to be sectarian or connected to a militia in any way. And the other major sticking point is who's going to be prime minister. The Shiite Alliance won the most votes in the elections in December, and they have the right to nominate the prime minister from their own ranks. And Ibrahim al-Jafri was interim prime minister for about the last 10 months, and he managed to win the nomination of the alliance, but he only did it by one vote, and he only did it with the support of Muqtada al-Sadr, the radical Shiite cleric who is very anti-American and wants the US to leave as soon as possible. But the Kurds and the Sunnis weren't happy with Jafri's performance in the past, and they're not happy that he's been renominated. And they since have sent letters to the alliance asking them to reconsider.
So what's happening with al-Jafri now?
Well, up until yesterday, the Shiites had closed ranks against the Sunnis and the Kurds in every attempt to remove him. They said that this was our decision, we won, this is a democracy, you just have to accept our choice. But now for the first time, there are voices within the Shiite alliance saying maybe he needs to go. And in the last day, there have been very influential Shiite members of the alliance who've come out and said he should step aside in the interest of moving this process along. We hear the alliance may be meeting as early as tomorrow to debate this issue again.
So what can Secretaries Rice and Straw do to help move this process along? I mean, this is Iraqi politics, isn't it?
Well, it's questionable. I mean, the Shiites are incredibly annoyed with the U.S. already, particularly U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad. They accuse him of interfering. They say he's taking sides and supporting the Sunnis against them. You know, it's almost a little ironic now that you've got the Sunnis who were thrown out of government when the U.S. invaded now see the U.S. as this great protector of their interests. You know, they already accused the Shiites of sending death squads to round up Sunni men and kill them. And Ambassador Khalilzad has been very outspoken about saying that the government and its security forces will have absolutely no credibility with the Iraqi people if it is sectarian. And that's something that Sunnis have also complained about. So it's going to be very interesting to see what sort of reception the two secretaries got today.
NPR's Jamie Tarabay speaking with us from Baghdad. Thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome.